Britain saw no such shelter panic. Many of the factors that encouraged the development in America were absent in the UK. Firstly, although the people of Britain also feared nuclear war, they didn't really believe they had much chance of surviving it. Britain was a more compact society than America and didn't have the vast, sprawling suburbia that skirted the American cities. Nor did the average middle-class family in Britain have the income to build their own shelters in any case. Secondly, it was widely assumed that if shelters were to be built, the government should do it. This, though, the government refused to do. Building shelters had been so expensive that they would have cost more than an entire year's funding for the NHS. So the British, far from believing they could just sit out a nuclear war in a bunker at the bottom of a garden, largely assumed they would die in any war. Some accepted this with resignation and turned their attention away from international affairs and the prospect of death and concentrated on living. Many put their faith in the nuclear deterrent and believed that no war would come. A few believed nuclear war could be survived and joined civil defence groups to prepare for war. Others, though, decided to do something about it and to campaign for nuclear weapons to be abolished. Only then, such campaigners believed, could they be sure of living. So although British families never joined their American counterparts in practicing for nuclear war with its tinned food and chemical toilets, many took to the streets, marching, singing songs and holding banners. Although these marches, organised by the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament, didn't ban nuclear weapons, they were a big feature of British life in the 1960s and again in the 1980s. For the ordinary British person or family, they seemed to be the one way to be involved in the Cold War, to attempt to get a small voice heard.